Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone who tuned in to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. Thank you for joining us, all of you from around the globe, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us in whatever time zone that you're in. Some may be in the morning, some may be in the afternoon, some may be in the evening. And we just like to thank you, all of our friends, all of our followers, all of our fans. I'm your host for 15 Minutes of Power to get your week started. And I hope that you had a great weekend, because I certainly did. A great weekend, you know, with family and friends. And it was just, the weather was beautiful. It was just a happy time, a joyful time. And we are going to talk about today, you know, something to uplift your spirit, something to that will make a difference in your life, something that you will remember because you have deposited something in others that maybe they don't even have, but it will bring fulfillment to your life. Seek to embrace each new day and try to make a difference in whatever place you are in, whether it's at home, on the job, at school, at the grocery store, wherever you may be. When you begin to see yourself in a different light, it certainly will lift your spirit. Because life is too short for regret and drama and all those other things that's associated with, you know, feeling down, feeling depressed. You have to see yourself as a person who has purpose. So while we're talking about this, text somebody and have them call in or go online to blogtalkradio.com/your-turning-point. Or they can simply call in 713-955-0392 and make a difference in somebody's life today, because you do have purpose. Today's motivational topic, what I'll be discussing, is someone is waiting for you to share what you have been given to make a difference in their life. Did you know that? Or did you think that you were just another number in a crowd? Some may think that they're just a nobody. Others may think they're just somebody, but no one special. But I'm here to tell you that you are special, and you can make a difference in someone's life. Because there's a lot that's deposited on the inside of you that could help somebody who may be in a situation where they feel stuck or where they may be struggling, but you can make that difference. Have you ever thought about yourself that way? Well, understand that you have something precious on the inside that can change others for the better. That you have a purpose, and when you operate in your purpose, look around. Where are you? Are you at work? Are you in the park? Are you at school? Are you at your business? Maybe some of you are at the grocery store. Wherever you are, there was someone that you can influence and inspire to reach beyond themselves, to come out of that unstuck situation. Just take a moment to look around. You know, I like to, one of my favorite things is to, you know, sit on a bench and people watch. And it's interesting what you could see all around you. As you take that moment to look around, you will see many people, some enjoying their lives, living carefree, others who have a don't care attitude because they're sick and tired of whatever is happening around them or to them. And there are others who are good at wearing a mask, smiling on the outside, but tore up and stripped down on the inside. Think about that statement, those statements. Maybe you could be that word of stability to guide that one who is carefree to focus and reach ahead toward their goals in life, to encourage them to continue to walk ahead into maturity. You know, there comes a time when everyone should put away childish things and embrace levels of growth in their life for the journey that's ahead, so they can likewise be there for someone else. Too many people are comfortable in whatever will be. You know that phrase, quote unquote, whatever will be? But that's no way to live life. And they fail to see that on the inside of them, much is deposited, just like in you. On the inside of you, much is deposited. So much can be withdrawn. Think about that for a second. Have you ever sat down and evaluated yourself? Have you ever taken inventory of yourself? Have you taken the time to get acquainted with you, to find out who you are? Do you really know who you are? Inside of yourself, you can find ways to make someone's day through a random act of kindness or a powerful word that causes them to think. Just like the opening statement, it made you think, didn't it? The next group of people are those with a don't care attitude. You know, they really, deep down inside, desire someone to care about them. With those type of people, a simple gesture of thoughtfulness or a friendly smile can begin to cause them to take note. You'll see it, even though they'll put up that hard exterior. They want somebody really to care about them. And when you have that friendly smile and display that gesture of thoughtfulness, they may begin to think, well, someone is not bothered by my attitude or me being standoffish. So let me see what this is all about. As you continue to hold this compassionate attitude, what happens? The walls of defense will begin to break down. Now, you have to watch, because any sudden and abrupt changes will startle them. So you have to be careful to approach slowly so they can begin to trust again and open up to you. Then they are the ones who wear a mask every day, pretending everything is just peachy. You know that type. And another phrase that, you know, they use, quote unquote, faking it till they make it. Faking it till they make it. And guess what? And nothing is changing. Because they have been good. They become so good at pretense that they are living the lie as if it's the truth. instead of making a definite decision to change their way of doing things, they are immersed in that lie. Coming to a decision, that's what they need, instead of evading it. That type of person needs to be shown that they have value, to just be themselves. Help them to understand that people will like them for who they are. They don't have to pretend. And if not, those people were never their real friends in the first place. Now, there are many types and variants of the examples that are spoken of here. So you have to be attentive and use wisdom when you see an opportunity to help someone to overcome a negative aspect in their lives. Likewise, be open and appreciative to those who show the same type of compassion to you. Because you know, we're not perfect either. And we still have things that need to be worked on. So you see, that goes two ways. We could be someone that helps someone else, and we also can be a receiver of someone helping us along the way. So be receptive. Be attentive. Be open to always seek an opportunity to display a kind word or give an attentive ear for those who want to express themselves. See yourself as a walking solution to the people that are in your sphere of influence. How many people are in your sphere of influence? Think about that. I want you to really think about the questions that I'm asking you this morning. Think about them. See yourself in a different light. Sit down and evaluate yourself. Take an inventory of yourself. Get acquainted with yourself. See what you have on the inside that can make a difference in someone's life. Be that solution. That walking solution to people that are all around you. And through that, you will experience fulfillment in your life. You will feel that wholeness in your life as you continue to walk in a confident understanding that someone is waiting for you to share what you have been given to make a difference in their life. I want to thank you for taking time out wherever you are around the world. And even if you listen to this tape, this broadcast, in the archive, thank you for spending 15 minutes of motivation. Share this link with a friend. www.blogtalkradio.com/your-turning-point. Mark your turning point as a favorite so you will not miss any of the broadcasts. Tune in next week for Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Remember, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Have a great week.